I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The Egyptian protesters who ousted longtime leader Hosni Mubarak this month are not resting on their laurels. Many of them want every official in the Mubarak regime out of government and, in some cases, in jail. Egypt's caretaker government is investigating some 24 former officials and business leaders. But as Ursula Lindsay reports, authorities are not moving fast enough to satisfy some Egyptians.
About 50 bank workers gathered in front of their bank's headquarters in Cairo. They called on top bank officials by name, chanting, "Why are you hiding?" The workers want the bank chairman's resignation and salary raises. They say if their demands aren't met, they'll go on strike next week. So far, despite warnings from the military, there have been strikes by workers at textile factories, the Suez Canal, electrical companies, and the Cairo airport. And this Friday, once again, large demonstrations are planned in Tahrir Square and elsewhere. That's because, say protest organizers, the revolution is far from over. The interim government has some new faces, but key ministries remain in the hands of cronies of former President Hosni Mubarak, and protesters don't trust them. Ahmed Naguib spoke for the protest organizers at a press conference this week.
"We stress our demands for a speedy formation of a government made up of independent figures and technocrats who are qualified to run the country until an election, democratically elected government is formed. We stress the need to quickly purge all state institutions of the former regime. Those corrupt figures should be held accountable."
Purging state institutions isn't easy, though. Sabah Hamemu is a reporter at Al Ahram, Egypt's flagship state newspaper. While her newspaper was strenuously supporting former President Mubarak, she was posting homemade videos of violence against protesters to her blog and even sleeping in Tahrir Square. After President Mubarak resigned, all government newspapers came out in support of the revolution. But at a recent editorial meeting, Hamemu and a few of her younger colleagues confronted management.
"They were talking about the revolution and blah, blah, blah. So after they finished, I told them, well, with all respect for these senior colleagues, nobody of these people on the table right now slept in Tahrir or participated in Tahrir. So please stop, you know, ignoring us from this process. You've been doing that for the whole decades. Now give us a chance."
The reaction, she says, was explosive. Her editors first shushed and then yelled at her.
"It was very chaotic. And another colleague of mine got really angry and told them, 'I've been working in this place for 16 years and nobody knows me because I'm not allowed even to publish freely my article if I wanted to publish as it is.' It was, you know, lots of feelings in it. We are very angry. I mean, you know, people in their 30s or early 40s. Because it's our own, you know, revolution."
Hamemu is circulating a petition calling for the CEOs and editors of state newspapers to resign, for new objective editorial guidelines, and for a more equitable pay scale. But her outspokenness has made her the target of reprisals, she says. Meanwhile, some say you can only expect so much change so fast. Farouk Elbaz is a renowned Egyptian-American scientist. He supported the protests and came back to Cairo recently for a round of meetings with both youth groups and government officials.
"After every revolution worldwide, throughout history, there is a period of imbalance and people that don't know what's going to happen, and the people that were crushed by the revolution would like to come back."
But Elbaz is optimistic. He thinks the current caretaker government is a necessary step.
"Yes, they were part of the system, but all of Egypt was part of the system. Where will you get people? You can't import people to do this. So all their mandate is, we are going to keep the boat floating, and we're not going to go in any direction. We'll just keep it afloat, and we'll keep it waiting here for the new passengers to come and take it out."
But many of those new passengers are clamoring to board now. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay in Cairo.